Good evening, church. Can you hear me? Very good. We are so happy to be here today, and we believe that Jesus is with us tonight. And He has a message right into your heart. And you're going to be challenged, you will be stretched, and you will be sent out. Praise the Lord. As an introduction to this meeting, I just want to share something about what God has been doing in China. You saw some clips from China. It's a wonderful documentary. We did that about 2 years ago. A film team visited about 350 house churches all over China. And they recorded 4 hours of documentary about what God has been doing in China in last 50 years. We very much know what happened in China before revolution. From the days of Morrison and Hudson Taylor until the big escape from China, when people were expelled, the missionaries, 1949. But then we have been missing information. What has happened in China during those 50 years of and until today? And we are bringing very good news today. If they were in China 1949, 800,000 Christians. And within last 50 years, the Church of Jesus in China has grown to more than 100-fold. There are more than 80 million believers of Jesus Christ in China today. And if you think about the situation where the church has been existing under an atheist, communist regime, lot of persecution, imprisonment, and difficulty. This is a great miracle. Amen. And the reason why God has been doing this is because He wants to be the Lord and the King of the largest nation on this earth. One out of four people living on this earth are Chinese. The global Chinese population is over 1.5 billion people. And I have got some exciting news tonight to you. One day, if you by God's grace, you make up to have come to heaven, you will discover that one out of four people you meet on the golden streets, they look just like the two speakers of tonight. They may be in minority tonight, but they will be in majority in heaven. And then I have another information. Most likely the heavenly language will be Chinese. So when you guys go to heaven and you start your Chinese studies, I go for vacation. You don't need the middleman between heaven and earth anymore. As you discover, I cannot speak English, I just imitate you. I was born in Finland, raised up in Sweden, and for the last 22 years I have been messed up in China. God had a desire to take over the largest nation of this world, to show to the rest of the mankind, if I can do it in China, I can do it everywhere. So it's a message of hope. If God can take this atheist nation and shake it and mold it and bring at least 1 million people every month into kingdom of God in China, He can do it even in Britain. So when you listen to the message of tonight, it is very important because the angels will not come to expand the kingdom of God in UK. It's your and my responsibility. So we have to go back to our roots and then take hold of that authority that has been given to us. Be as bold as these brothers and sisters are and take the land for Christ and His glory, so that one day we can say, the glory of God is upon our nation. And that day is very close by. Because God is about to do something with His church. He's going to, a great restoration of the church is going just about to happen. So get ready as you are sitting here tonight and receiving the message. So one of the reasons why we have a revival in China is because of this multitudes of people living inside the borders of that nation. But there is more. God needed an army of soldiers who are all alike, who are truly disciples of Jesus, to fulfill His perfect plan for last generation of this earth, to bring the fulfillment to Great Commission, so that every person living on this earth today may have a chance to have an encounter with the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that is the reason why God put the revival to China. Because He knew that when the revival starts in China, it's going to influence all the nations close by. And this is what is called Back to Jerusalem vision. Already 80 years ago, God started to speak about this vision to the simple believers and followers of Jesus in China. The Western missionaries, they totally disagree on this point. They said, we have come to China to do missionary work. What will happen if all you Chinese will go for foreign mission? And they said to these Chinese, you are not allowed to go out from China unless everyone in China is born again. Of course, these Chinese brothers, they answered, so do you mean that all these 10,000 missionaries from about 150 different countries have come to work in China because everybody in their home countries are already born again? So everybody were resisting the mission calling upon the church in China. But they don't care. They started to move because God showed them His blueprint that the gospel is still on the way. It came from west to China, but it's still on the way to the end of the world, to the place where it all started 2,000 years ago. Because that is the farthest place you can go if you go one direction. And this is the revelation that the church in China have received. God has built up this army of witnesses in China. So they will overtake the house of Buddha, house of Hindu, and the house of Muhammad. They don't mind if they are in prison. They don't mind if they have to die, because they are dying every day already in China. They don't need buildings like we need for our churches. They are willing to establish the church, the living stones of the body of Christ on grassroots level, and change the whole society, village by village, town after town, and establish the presence of Kingdom of God. And today in China, we have an army of young evangelists. 1 out of 10 full-time ministers in China, they have a very clear missionary calling, and that number is already over 100,000 people. And they are just about getting ready to go to all these nations between China and Jerusalem. So whenever you get involved in Back to Jerusalem mission, you have to know it has to do with the fulfillment of the Great Commission. And it has to do with these Chinese missionaries who will go and expand the Kingdom of God in these countries where we have been trying to do it for hundreds of years without success. Because what happened in China during the revolution and these last 50 years, it was a church was established where every member is a disciple of Jesus and is an evangelist. So it's very powerful. So in a small Chinese congregation would be maybe 10,000 people. You got 10,000 evangelists in your church. So whenever you just allow them to go out and share the gospel, they will rag another 20,000 people into the church within just a few weeks. I remember 1995, we had the month of gospel in Brother Yun's home city in central China. Just one of the cities in China. And the church sent every member to bring other people to the Lord. Everybody was required to lead at least one to two people to the Lord within that month. So after that month, I went to that city, and the brother said that we are just about to start the baptism of all these new believers. And I said, how many fishes you got? And the brother said, 350,000 people were born again in this city last month. And I thought that I don't understand Chinese anymore. Because it was so much. And I said, how are you going to do it? And they pointed out the river outside with about half meter ice on it. It's going to happen in the river. In the middle of the night and in the middle of the winter. And I said, why? And they said, if they dare not to go into the ice water, they are not really born again either. So this is the way the gospel is spreading in China. So whatever you want to give, whatever you want to do for Back to Jerusalem, now you know a little bit about it. And there is a folder in that package where you're sitting on it or somewhere here. You can contact us. God bless you.